All righty, we'll call the meeting to order. If everybody could please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lynn, if you could please do the roll call.
Trustee Dye?
Here.
Trustee Howard?
Here.
Trustee Quiatek?
Here.
Trustee Lloyd?
Here.
Trustee Lubai?
Here.
Trustee Lupoli is absent.
Great, thank you. Any requests for public participation?
No requests.
Thank you. Does anybody have something they'd like to pull from or discuss on the consent agenda? No. Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda passes. A couple items for information only in your board docs that I'm sure you've all looked at. And with that, I will turn it over to Dr. Labasso.
Great, thank you. You want to do that right now? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Charge.
So good. I'm glad it's not just me.
You want to think about it?
No.
Does Karen take notes like from... Like Outlet does that with you.
No, I wish. Keep me yeah. Organized. I'm still reading in my notes. I'm like, okay, yeah. All righty. Am I on? I don't sound like I'm on. Am I on?
Yeah, okay. Yes, be on it.
Yeah. All right. Well, next on our agenda, we've been looking forward to recognize the women's soccer and women and men's cross country last month, and the men's soccer team is here today, and just want to take a moment to just reflect on the season and the accomplishments of the program. We launched the soccer programs back in 2016. In its very first year, the men's soccer team captured the Region 8 and the Southeast District Championship, which you'll see that we've got those plaques there today, in our very first year as a program. And we earned a trip to the national tournament. Since then, we've continued to raise the bar. The men's team has won Region 8 titles 5 times, Southeast District Championships 5 times, and advanced to the national tournament 5 times. This year was no exception. They proved to power through Region 8 and the Southeast District, winning those championships, and entered the national tournament as a number 4 seed with a 12-2-2 record. Under the leadership of head coach Joe Avalon and his assistant Jonathan Lopez, they delivered an outstanding run, defeating Blinn College and Barton College in pool play before beating Mojave College 3-1 in the semifinals. This was the first time the men's program ever got out of the pool play of all of our appearances. So, in winning the semifinals was a first, and obviously getting into the championship game was the first. They played against Indian Hills, fought a great match. They left it on the field, and that's what championship programs are built on. So let's give them a round of applause for season. It was really enjoyable watching them. They really were an exciting team to watch, very dynamic. And now I'd like to invite the head coach, Joe Avalon, to come up. Joe was recognized as the region and the Southeast District Coach of the Year to say a few things, and the staff was recognized nationally as a staff coaching staff of the year. So with that, it's all yours, Coach.
This is an honor. Thank you for having us today and allowing us to be part of your agenda. Very special. These boys are special young men, and they're going to be moving on to higher levels in terms of Division I, NCAA, many of them. And this platform that's been created by Dr. Labasso, the board, has been unbelievable. Thank you very much for this. We're seeing so many positive things come out of it. We just had another player, Carlos Zambrano, that just is signing with the New England Revolution. We've had three players sign with MLS in the past 3 years. Mimi Schneider, Yaturo, with Orlando City. You can go down and watch him play about an hour away. So absolutely exciting. And we're sending these players on to some top programs all over the country. We have a few not here today that are already there that graduated and moved on. Josue Utah's at Ohio State. To have a player at Ohio State, we're going to see him, and we think we're going to see him in MLS as well. And so many others. We have, oh my goodness, I can look around this room. Carlos is going on a visit to Temple University. We already have Marin there from our team this year at Temple University. Bismarck, which we told was going to give a speech today, and we scared him. Okay. And he's going to Utah Valley State. Let me work down the line here a little bit. We have Abdullahi that is going to UNC Aiken. We have Kayum that is going to UNC Asheville. We have Bai Nadai that is going to Drexel University. And I know I've missed somebody, so I don't want to miss anyone. But just a tremendous group of young men. We're also very proud that the last three semesters, they've attained a GPA above, a team GPA above 3.0. And they truly are student athletes. The collaboration with the faculty has been amazing. Athletic department, incredible. Will Dunn, Allison, the entire department, and Coach Lopez, best co-coach could ever find. So thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Well, again, as you know, highlighted, you know, they're student athletes. So, you know, great job not only on the field but also in the classroom, and they certainly represent us very well. We're proud of their accomplishments and excited about what lies ahead. And like Coach Joe said, we have, you know, three players already in the pros in a short period of time, which is really exciting to watch them. And we'll be watching a lot of these players as they go on to their next level. I do have ESPN Plus, so I'll be able to watch it there at your other school. So so let's please join me in another round of applause for him. Thank you.
How many are staying next year? You have a big turnover? Who all's here again?
Actually, I forgot one thing. We're going to have them introduce themselves real quick. Yeah, introduce yourselves. Tell us where you're from. And you know what position you play.
And Bismarck, you can give a speech if you want.
Yeah,
totally up to you.
We've been told Bismarck is amazing on this campus. We're going to hate to lose this one.
All right. So my name is Fernando Martinez. I'm from Kissimmee, Florida, and I'm a left back.
My name is Daniel Ajar. I'm from Ghana, and I play center back.
My name is Mamadou Sey. I'm from West Africa, Senegal, and I play center midfield.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kayum Mbomba. I'm from France, and I play a striker.
Hi, everyone. My name is Bai. I'm from Port St. Lucie, and I'm a defender.
Hey, everyone. I'm Joey Foreman from New Smyrna Beach, and I play center mid.
Hi, everyone. My name is Abdullahi Jallo. I'm from The Gambia, and I play central mid.
Hey, everyone. My name is Shelby Fano. I'm playing wing.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mikkel Jensen. I'm from Melbourne, Florida, and I play winger.
Hey, everybody. My name is Dominic Casanova. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and I play center back and right back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Joel Smith. I'm from New Smyrna Beach, Florida, and I play center back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Brendan Valentine. I'm from Orlando, Florida, and I play goalkeeper.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tiernan Mead. I'm from Melbourne Beach, Florida, and I play goalkeeper.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bismarck Ayamba from Ghana, and I play CDM.
Hello, everyone. I'm from Colombia, but I moved to Orlando, Florida, and I play midfielder. My name is Julian Villegas.
Hello, everybody. My name is Carlos Rojas. I was born in Venezuela, and I live in Orlando, Florida now.
Hello, everyone. My name is August. I'm from Denmark, and I play winger.
Hi, everyone. I'm Santiago Polaro. I'm from Uruguay, and I play as midfielder.
Thank you.
Can I add one thing?
Sure, absolutely.
Soccer is a very, very international sport. I think we all know that we're hosting the World Cup this year. And so what they compete against, for the most part, especially within our conference, is schools that pretty much have most of their players are from all over the world, which is awesome, which is fantastic. But what we love is we have a mixture of players from all over the world, including the United States, including New Smyrna Beach, and we cannot be prouder of that.
Thank you. Well, when we started these programs, you know, one of the reasons was, you know, my kids played, and I'd be, you know, on the weekends watching hundreds of kids play, and there's so little options, you know, here in Florida. So they would have to leave the state. So we the international students are great. We learn from them. They learn from us. But we do have a balance so that we give opportunity for the kids that are playing here in the United States. So it's good to love our international players, but we also love the kids here from our backyard. And some of them, Carlos played with my son in a summer league. His brother signed professionally. Right, with Orlando City, goalkeeper. So it's good to see some of the, you know, local kids, and they learn from the internationals. The internationals learn from them. I get to see them in the gym, and they're great, great young men. So thank you. Thank you. Quick photo with them. We'll get the trophies out there. Randy can hold the national trophy. Runner-up one there. So you... You didn't get one in golf when you're in college.
Oh, right? Nice.
So, let's see. A big group of people, so I'll do my best.
Thank you.
Grab a trophy.
Thank you so much. I always hate holding something.
Why don't they hold it? Yeah.
I mean, more that way.
They have held it.
Okay.
Yeah. You just want to get you close
on
to
the field after the win.
Okay. Yeah. That's as close as I'll get in these days.
You can't see me. I can't see you. So.
Is that a good thing?
No, it's a bad thing.
I don't mind trying to hide.
All right. So this side, scooch over just a little bit.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You can put it right there.
Thank you.
We'll let you get onto your agenda.
Thank you.
This is the best part. Oh.
Thank you very much.
Great job. And on. yeah.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. And one last athletic note is the women's basketball team won the Citrus Conference championship, securing that last night. So kudos to Coach Russ there. Big turnaround in the program there. All right. Now, this other group that I am super excited about is our Falcon Emerging Leader Cohort. As you recall, you know, I proposed a couple years back some funding to help support a cohort of our staff, faculty and staff, to pursue a master's degree. They've completed that. So the program was established to provide faculty and staff tuition support to pursue a Master's of Arts in Educational Leadership, specifically with the higher education track, through the University of Central Florida. The cohort began in fall of 23 and recently graduated in the fall of 25. Throughout their educational journey, they showed tenacity as they gained operational knowledge pertinent to the higher education and learned importance of relationship and leadership. So this was a great investment in our people who, you know, at the end of the day, we're a people business. And with that, I'm going to hand it over to Alexis Ruiz, who will introduce the cohort.
Hi,
there you go.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having us. Thank you for giving us this opportunity as a cohort. I just want to say a few thanks on behalf of my fellow cohort members. So this past fall, when I graduated, my supervisor kindly told me that I had achieved something that only 14.9% of Americans achieve. And that achievement extends to all of us as a group. And that achievement would not have been possible without the support of everyone in this room. Learning alongside each other has set us all up for impactful collaboration in the future as we continue with our current roles. And it will help us identify situations that we can all call on each other in our new knowledge that we've acquired. Again, a special thank you to our professors, Dr. Labasso and Dr. Gibson, for helping us make it to the finish line. And a thank you to the board for investing in us over the past 2 years. It's a reminder that not only do our students belong at this institution, but we do as well. Thank you.
Have them introduce themselves to you as well, and we'll do a photo op with this group as well.
So, Alexis Ruiz, my department is Academic Affairs.
My name is Kaleo Kabaloku, and I work in the Office of Academic Advising.
My name is Gregory Campbell. I'm the International Student Coordinator in Admissions.
Before you go, so Greg's mom and I went through a cohort for our doctoral program. And so Greg's carrying it on and got his master's here. So worked with his mom, who's retired now. But kept that. I was the benefit of that program, so it's nice that you all supported to keep that going.
I'm Jade Austin. I work in academic advising.
Beth Hoodeman, I work in the admissions office. Kendra Lowry, I work in the president's office.
DeAndre Jones, Academic Advisor.
Kristen Hansen, the Foundation.
Isabel Candelas, Resource Development.
Ashley Davis, Student Development.
Hello, Linda Serrano, Student Development in the Falcon Hope Center.
Christina Adams in the Payroll Department.
Ashley Diaz, Academic Advising at the Deltona Regional Campus.
Hello, thank you. Ibeliz Pagana, Admissions and Recruitment here. Thank you.
Hi, Catherine Folco, Information Technology.
All right. Let's give him another round of applause. And how about a photo?
Redirected.
Great group, and I remember during, I don't remember if it was the conclusion of the first semester, we had heard, you know, they were experiencing some stress just, you know, the workload, life balance, and full-time job. And when I was in a cohort, it was actually a classmate from Embry-Riddle University. We hit a period where it was just stressful and whatnot, and person from Embry-Riddle got us a glass elephant and said, think about it. Think about eating an elephant. If you think about eating an elephant in one sitting, it's overwhelming. Just one bite at a time. So I shared that analogy with them. We got them little elephant statues and just said, one bite at a time, and they got through it. So, right, Kristen, remember that there? So, yep. So it's a great, and I still have mine. I still have my elephant. So when things are overwhelming, one bite at a time. So great to have another, you know, fresh batch of master's degree employees here. That's where we're about education. So it's good to see them further theirs. And we are looking and having some talks. We'll come back to you at some point regarding maybe a doctoral cohort as well. So, all right. And other than that, since our last meeting, we had a dedication for Maggie Thompson, who was a longtime foundation board member, and the Goddard Center is named after her mother, Jean Goddard, who was one of the first trustees here at the college, as well as first foundation board chair, served on the foundation board for many years. So we hung a portrait of Maggie up next to her mom. So it was a nice ceremony. Family flew into town, and it was a nice dedication there. Participated in a rezoning neighborhood meeting as we're working with the city to rezone the land east of White Street. So that went well, and we're continuing on that. I'd done, if you remember, we did a separate meeting to rezone the multipurpose field. That's done. Now this is a second phase, so we had to have another neighborhood meeting. So that went well. We had NASCAR here with Gail Lemron and at the Lemron Center of Excellence, and Fru Husseini came to dedicate, you know, some funding for the program, as well as Frank brought the pace car from NASCAR to have there, so we had the kids out there, so it was a good time to have that, and Mr. Lemron was there as well as Jill, so it was a good event. Participated in the UCF transfer panel. We've been a Direct Connect member now shortly after I became president, so about 11 years, so we were celebrating what anniversary was this? 20th anniversary with Direct Connect, so it's a model program in the country, where it's, you know, our students go on, it's like the fast pass at Disney, where you can, you know, get admitted and guaranteed admission, and so it's a great program, so we're happy to be part of that. Just got back from Tallahassee Tuesday night and had a meeting with the Office of Policy and Budgeting, as well as some representatives and some senators, state senators, regarding our projects. I think everything was received really well, so we'll continue as you see our local delegation, give them a plug for our programs, and so we'll I don't know if session will end as planned. The feeling is it may not, but I think we're the overall sentiment for the college system is very positive. I think the legislators really have gotten to know that we are the workhorse for the state. When it comes to economic development and talent development, that we produce a lot of that. So I think we're in good light, and hopefully we'll get some good funding to support that. The governor had put out $90 million, and the Senate matched that. So in there, so that's a good sign. The House is less than that, but it's part of the process, and they'll go into negotiation. So hopefully we'll fare well this legislative session. So all the projects were, obviously we emphasized the airframe and power plant, as that's been funded twice, and they usually try to finish it in no more than 3 years. So hopefully we'll get that last allocation. I told them we have drawings that are just about complete, so we will be shovel ready. So they'd like to hear that as well. They like the partnership with Embry-Riddle, and so hopefully we'll have some good news here in the next month or so. And that concludes my report.
Great. Thank you, Tom. All right, moving on to finance. Marty, is that how you build a budget, one elephant bite at a time?
That's it, one at a time. Yeah, we're moving into that season, so I got my elephant on my desk as well. It's getting harder and harder to follow up all these athletic program awards and trophies and all, but I think I mentioned last time that accounting and finance was ranked number one in the state. We just happened to leave our trophy down in our trophy case down in the suite, so no photo op opportunities. That's just a joke for the record. All right. Jump into our financial report. This is for the reporting period ending January 31st, 2026. And you'll see up on the screen, we've now collected $27.3 million, or 86% of our tuition and fee revenue, $31.8 million, or 49% of our state revenues, $3.1 million, or 44% of our other revenue sources, and $7.7 million, 100% of the board-approved transfers. So in total, the college has now collected $69.9 million, or 63% of our overall operational budget. And if we shift the focus over to our expenses, budget to actual, you can see our personnel budget is now, we've now expended $42.4 million, or 52% of that budget. We've obligated $19.1 million, or 74% of our current expense budget. The breakdown is just underneath, $13.6 million in actual expenditures and $5.5 million of encumbrances. We've obligated $1.8 million to date of our capital outlay budget, or 47%. And similar, just beneath, actual expenditures are $887,000 with encumbrances of the remaining $875,000. So in total, through January 31st, we've now obligated $63.2 million. Of our budget, 57%. And if you take away the encumbrances, there at the bottom shows that we've expended true expenditures of $56.9 million, or 51% of the budget. Okay, the slide you're familiar with shows our fund balance and our carry forward funds. We started the fiscal year with $23.6 million. Of that, 5% is our state required reserve of $6.7 million. Board designated reserve of $1.6 million, unallocated reserves of $12.5 million. Then our rollover and year-end encumbrances amounted to $2.7 million. And our projected fund balance through January 31st is $22.4 million. All right, looking at revenue, budget to actual year over year, you can see we've now collected 63% of our revenue budget compared to our budget. And then last year, at the same point in time, we collected 62%. So we're right on track year over year. This is our three-year tuition and fee analysis. I'll draw your attention down to the bottom there. For 25-26 fiscal year, we've collected $27.3 million roughly. Last year, we were at $24.6 million. If you were to do the math, you know, that's about a $2.6 billion increase, close to 10%. It's skewed a bit because the college, all of us have to now implement a new GASB standard, GASB 103. And one of the changes incorporated in that standard is dual enrollment revenue is now going to be recorded up in our in-state tuition category versus where it had been all these years in county and local revenue sources. So for the first time, you'll see, you know, $18.3 million includes about just under $1 million of dual enrollment revenue that we've made that adjustment here in the current year because it's effective now. So if you back that out of the $2.6 million there at the bottom, you'd get about $1.6 million if you do an apples-to-apples comparison to the prior year, and that would be roughly 6.6%, still pretty strong compared to the prior year. But just wanted to point that out. So we'll see that difference, you know, and I'll point it out each board meeting here through the end of the fiscal year. Next year we'll kind of normalize when we look at the two years because this year, 25-26, will be incorporated, and next year will be a full year of having dual enrollment in that category. Okay, moving on. Here's our comparison of budget to actual year over year on our expenditures. We've expended 52% of our personnel budget this year as opposed to 53% last year. Obligated 74% of our current expense budget. Last year was 76%. And we've obligated now 47% of our capital outlay budget versus 46% this year. So even our spending habits very consistent among those categories through January 31st of each of the years. All right, shifting our focus over to Fund 7, our capital project fund. As I mentioned in previous meetings, this is kind of the analysis of all the major funding sources within Fund 7 and the balances that lie in those categories. This summarizes that more busy slide. So we had a beginning fund balance in Fund 7 of about $35.5 million to start the year. We've received $2.6 million roughly to date. We have obligated $16.3 million approximately of those funds. Of that, we've expended $13.7 million, and the remaining $2.5 million is still encumbered. So as of January 31st, you can see we've now got a fund balance of approximately $21.8 million. And of that, $8.8 million is still committed to various projects. And we got a balance of about $13 million uncommitted and available. Okay, this is highlighting our major projects, those that hit the $250,000 threshold established by the board. Most of these are repetitive from the prior meeting. So the 16 projects at an estimated cost of $62.3 million. Go to the next slide here. There was one addition at the very bottom is our building access control upgrades. That was a state-funded project, and now we're actually getting started on it, getting our POs generated and so forth, and getting started on the first fleet of buildings that we want to do those upgrades to. And that was a $700,000 appropriation that came through for that special project.
Marty, is the $250,000 a statutory issue or a board issue?
A board. You'll remember, I think last year, Dr. Howard, we had used $100,000. The board said, hey, why don't we bump it up to $250,000, which I appreciated. It took out a lot of the projects.
Yeah.
And we may have some room to go yet. But, yeah, $250,000 is fairly new. To about a year or so we've had that. And here's the list of completed projects this year, which is good to see. We like to start and not only start them, but finish them. And we've gotten through some major ones with the several. The first six, I think, were on here last meeting. But the bottom three are new additions to the list. Both chiller plant upgrades, DeLand and Daytona campus, are now 100% completed as of January. And then the DeLand library expansion is also completed. So a few good projects to cross off the list, make room for some more. And those came to that total cost of those projects completed were about $11.5 million, just to give you an idea of the cost there. So that concludes my financial report. And next up, we just have my informational item, which is the all payments over $50,000 for the month of January. pretty normal list, you know, all normal course of business, nothing unusual on the list. And that officially concludes my report, unless we have any questions or comments from the board.
Great job. Thank you.
All
right, Jody, on to academic honors.
All right, well, hello. All right. Dr. Hart, I have one question for you before we get started, because I've got four items. Do you want me to bundle all of them, or do you want me to separate out the two new programs from the other two items? Does anybody have a...
Together,
all four.
Do it all.
All four? Okay, you got it. I didn't want to, like, jump ahead, so. All right, excellent. So we have, Lynn, am I allowed to touch this? Okay. I was told not to touch it, and I'm like, I. Oh, arm. Okay. I don't read just like the students, so. I'm kidding. Okay. So we do have four agenda items for academic affairs today. The first one is an approval of a major program revision and supervision and management, the BAS program. And what this does is it adds an additional track option for our students that come through our public safety department. So this is for professionals that might want to come back and do a baccalaureate completion degree from criminal justice, fire science, emergency medical services, emergency management, and the other related public fields. And so that is just a concentration. It is not adding a whole new program. It is adding a handful of new courses that are mostly concentrated in emergency management, which would be pertinent to those fields. The next one that we have on our list is we have two new programs. This is an AI awareness certificate. This is, right now, it's comprised of four courses. We have a few other courses that we'll be able to add to this that give students an opportunity to choose from this to get 9 credits to then have on their transcript that they have some proficiency in AI awareness. These are courses that we already have, but we've added some curricular content, so it's a modification to existing courses so that students can have this on their transcript as well. And then the next one is a new program. It is 25 credits. We actually were able to take some courses we already had, add a few courses to it. This is in AI and data analytics. And again, this is responding to current industry needs for workforce in terms of professionals that are skilled in intelligence and artificial intelligence, as well as the data analytics and data management. And then the final one is actually taking courses that we have, not changing the credit hours at all, not changing the faculty load at all, but making this better for the students as well as for the faculty. It's taking combined courses that we have in music theory and breaking them apart so that students can have the theory portion, but then they can also have the lab courses separate from this so that if they are successful in one area but not in the other, they're able to take just the part that they need instead of repeating the entire course. It also makes it where we have some greater capacity for credentialing faculty within these disciplines as well, because we have some slightly different standards that we can use in the lab courses compared to the theory courses. And that is all four of my programs that we are looking at.
Questions on any of this? A motion?
Motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Great new programs.
Yes.
No facilities today. Is that a record?
What's going on?
We're going to miss you. Yeah. Okay. Well, on to the constituent heads.
All right.
Ask for money until I finish some more projects.
Right. All right. First up is our SGA president, Antonio Valle. And just want to give him a shout out for his participation in, he may update you, but he did participate in with as well another student in the state debate.
It's actually four of us.
Four. Yeah. Went to Tallahassee to compete. So congratulations on your efforts there, and proud that you were out there.
Oh, well, good afternoon. It's excellent to be back here again. And just to give you guys a little bit of the, a rundown of everything that has been going on, because it has been a very busy month. So start off with our welcome back events. They were all amazing. We had so many students come out, just making friends, playing games, having conversations, making friends again. And we also did have Olive Reed come in the bottom right corner. She was the same artist that sang at our tree line ceremony. She's always a wonderful performer, so she performed over here at our Club Rush. Just wonderful time all around, having students come to all these different events. Next up, we also do have intramural sports. We've had intramural soccer, the 3v3 competitions happening throughout this month. And so far, it's been going excellent. Students have been loving that. We've had a lot of teams show up. They're competing. It's been fierce competition. We have some wonderful students. So we'll have our next game going just tomorrow. And then that'll be finishing up right before spring break. And then we do have flag football and pickleball coming up. As you all know, I'm a big fan of flag football. It was wonderful last year. I can't wait to have it again this semester. And this was one of the big things that happened. I am so grateful I was able to go on this, as well as all of our other SGA members that went. See, I met with Representative Sam Greco, Representative Bill Partington. We were supposed to meet with Representative Barnaby. However, he was stepping out of the office just as we were stepping in. He had something come up. And we did also get to meet with the offices of Senator Tom Leak and Senator Tom Wright. So that was wonderful. The day before this, we did also have a day of learning. We were able to meet with different SGAs from across the state. We had a few different classes on leadership, communication, conflict resolution. Just wonderful trip overall. I am, again, so grateful that I was able to go. While we were in Tallahassee, the other members of the SGA who didn't go were there helping out with our Valentine's Day movie night. They played 10 Things I Hate About You. They had some Valentine's Day cards that students were able to make. It was great. We also had Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. That was just last night. I did have class, but as I was walking out, there's quite a few students walking in, and I've heard that went well as well. So I'm grateful that we can have these movies on campus and students get to enjoy these. The other thing that I'm very proud of this semester is the Entrepreneurial Education and Training Experience events. I did have the pleasure of meeting the coordinator, Mr. Edwin Hernandez. He asked me, would the SGA like to help us out with some of these events? And I said, well, let me talk to my advisor first. But after we worked out everything, coordinated, we've been able to go to these events, help them set up, take down, just run the event. And we've had the added benefit that our SGA members have been able to stay and learn while they're there volunteering. So it's been a win-win for everyone. We have a couple upcoming events. That's not all of them. I just didn't want to try to fit 20 different events on this tiny little box right here. And now, here was the debate, as Dr. Lobasso brought up. Those are my teammates that went with me. From left to right, up in the top left corner, we have Romeo, Colton, and Tristan. They're all wonderful debaters. I couldn't have asked for a better team. They were preparing, even on the drive, they were sitting there talking strategy, talking their different points, trying to figure out different viewpoints, ways if somebody argued this way, how are we going to argue back? I couldn't have asked for a better team. And also our coach, Faith Bryant, she was there as well. She was sitting there prepping us, making sure that we were all ready. Wonderful team, wonderful coach. Really, it was a fantastic event. With the finals took place at the historic Capitol. One happened in the historic Senate chamber, the other one in the historic House chamber. Fortunately, we didn't make it to those finals, but we're coming back next year stronger. So hopefully we'll be able to sit in there and win next year. Oh, one more thing before I forget. We did also have a leadership training event the night before, and it was reenacting our invasion of Grenada, Operation Urgent Fury. Somebody saw me wearing a suit, walked over, and said, would you like to be President Reagan? And I said, of course. So I got to be President Reagan during that event. We did just have our Black History student discussion. I believe we have our moderator here in the room, Dr. Holmes, right here. And DeAndre, who is right over here, was one of our panelists as well. That was a wonderful event. Students asked a lot of questions. We had some clubs presenting boards. The library came with a lot of literature on Black history. Overall, a wonderful event, as usual. Not to toot SJ's horns. And then next month, very similar, we have Women's History student discussion coming up. We're going to have more clubs bringing more boards presenting on women's history. The library is coming back with more literature on women's history. We already have picked out our panelists, put together some questions we want to ask as the SGA, and then, of course, we'll have plenty of students there to ask them more questions. And then Falcon Spring Fest, that's going to be a blast. We're going to be, you know, helping out, making sure that all the students are fresh, they can play some games, make some crafts. And, of course, we're going to be sharing some spring break safety information, making sure that all our students have a wonderful spring break, and they're refreshed and ready for the start of the B term. And, of course, it's a great day to be a Falcon. Thank you.
And next up is Rachel Dougherty for Admin Council.
I'm only touching the microphone. Good afternoon. I'm Rachel Dougherty, Chair of the Administrators Council. We were able to meet this month in February. And we presented the bylaws, and those will go to vote for our next term. We have to give them 30 days notice, so they'll be on our vote in April. And I am so happy to say that we have partnered with the School of Adult Ed this semester to just support those students, and they gave us an Amazon wish list, and all but two items of the wish list have been purchased already. So I'm very excited and happy that our administrators have been able to step up and include those students in our care and concern. And I will see you guys next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
And John Penny for Career and Professional Employees. The CAPE.
I'm excited to report we had a great chili and soup cook-off today. Great weather for it, and lots of volunteers and cooks. A lot of people came out and enjoyed the food. We brought in almost $500, so it was a good day for us. We are three winners. Third place was Beth Hitteman, second was Anaris, and first was Kathy Bachman. And we had a 50-50 raffle winner for $59.50, was Deidre Seeker. Overall, it was a wonderful day, and I thank everybody who was a part of it.
Did Anaris bring his samples
back? I was going to say, yeah.
Next year.
Okay.
And Dr. Karen Braley for Faculty Senate.
Good afternoon. And I don't really need this because I have a natural teacher's voice. Faculty Senate, we had several guest presentations. One of them was from Compass. Always just connecting our students and faculty through mentorship. We also had Academic Affairs come to talk to us about simple syllabus and just some of the changes, technology, keeping all of us older faculty in line. And then finally, we have a new ad hoc committee for Faculty Senate surrounding student engagement. And they gave us a presentation that was very impressive. They did a lot of research as to what different places do, ways to make improvements. And the Senate was completely impressed. And we have passed that on to the entire faculty body for review. Maybe we'll come up with some great suggestions moving forward. We were also able to bring forth three names for faculty emeritus. That we were able to present to administration. And we have, under the guidance of Paul Capps, we did come up with a student award that does have a small scholarship attached, and we work with the foundation on that. And we have selected our winner, and that will be announced at convocation in April. So we have had a very productive time, and look forward to wrapping up soon.
Great, thank you.
Reports.
Great. Thank you. Well, as always, a great meeting. I love the workshop a lot. You know, Tom, you said it, or somebody said this earlier in the comments, that I think it was you, that we're a people business, and we are. I mean, our customers are our students and people, and it's people across the institution that get the work done. And I think most colleges and universities have about 60 to 75% of their budget is people, salary and benefits. So we're very much people-driven, and it was great seeing some of the people we saw today. The Quanta Honors Program, I mean, what an amazing opportunity for our students. The scholarship with Stetson was just, I mean, Talk about an opportunity for a young person trying to figure out how to pay for college. What a great example to see. Student athletes, Will, you guys just do a great job. I love the fact they are student athletes and scholars, and hearing the GPAs of folks that are winning in the classroom and on the field is always neat. Of course, they're not here anymore, but what a great program. I mean, as the young lady said, it's a great opportunity for them to learn how to collaborate with their peers and across different areas and pull through things together. And it's nice to see that the college is supporting their development. So just want to say thanks to everybody around the room, as always. You make the board's job easy because you're always prepared. Great programs in AI, Jody, wherever you are, and your team. But couldn't be more pertinent for things that are going on right now in our economy and our country. So always ahead, and we appreciate that. And with that, I'll turn it over to Bob.
Oh, wow. This might be it's a quick agenda and quick remarks. Great retreat and great topic here. And sorry, not retreat, but workshop. Likewise, I'm just impressed not only with the faculty, the staff that make those programs work, but the facilities are coming together. We've got some great things going on here. And Alan, you got a break here today, but we'll see you back up here. But always that growth and always moving forward, and it's just exciting, and it's a great day to be a Falcon.
Well, I think, it's hard to imagine. I think, how many years are we doing this now?
Six,
yeah. I don't think I've ever come here thinking that, this is going to be a boring meeting, because it never is. When you're growing, you don't become stagnant, so you never get stir-crazy. I feel like every time we come here, there's another step forward. And I will share, I think I've said this before, there's a great Martin Luther King quote, in as much as this is Black History Month, and it's, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl, but always be moving forward. And this is kind of, this is what this organization always seems to be to me. We're always moving forward. COVID, we couldn't necessarily fly. But we might have been crawling, but we were moving forward.
Yeah.
So, well done.
Well, I echo so much of what has been said. I thought the workshop, once again, is just full of enthusiasm. I mean, the care for the students being kind of the center is just so obvious. So thank you to all who put that together, both for Quanah and the Health Technology Hall. I've seen other simulating centers, and this is just top of class. So nicely done. Congrats to the soccer team. There's a whole group of people here that just got a master's degree, which is pretty special. So if they're listening, congratulations. I think the thing that is just kind of the thread for me every time is, like, we get to capture these really awesome students and develop them and support them and send them off to be their best. And that's all because of you guys in this room. So hats off.
Like you, it's like you just keep doing, say it again.
Yeah.
But
one day we're going to move closer, so we can
get there. Yeah.
We're going to switch the order next time.
Yeah.
But, and Randy, you always come up with some great quotes. You really do. That was awesome. That really was.
It wasn't mine. It was.
No, I know, but you find them, or you remind us of them. And the tour today, every time we do one of these tours, if you ever notice, the enthusiasm of our team always just shines through. They're, you can tell how genuine it is and how authentic, and just the great progress that we are making as a school. And it was very interesting, though, hearing, I'm trying to remember the lady's name. She said, I'm so excited to have windows now in my room.
26 years in the basement.
Yeah. But, and Marty, you are number one, you and your team, okay? You're number one in our hearts. And what I would say is, from now on, you can finish yours. Is it's a great day to be a financial falcon.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. So, and Antonio, great job with what you guys are doing again with the student government. Tom, it's like every year we have somebody exceptional leading that group, but also the work that that group does and keeps the enthusiasm, too, within the student body, too, as well. So thank you, and it's a great day to be a Falcon.
Excellent. Well, with that, we'll adjourn the meeting and look forward to seeing everybody next time.